Hey, patrons, welcome to the Puzz Show here for episode 68. Max, you have a cult, I think. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. That's what I would think it is. Berg wouldn't know what the hell was going on there. He was just like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw everybody in chat too saying like, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it.
You don't get it.
Yeah. It might be a cult. Yeah, totally. I mean, why else would they be doing that? I guess probably heard murmurs or seen, you know, people have seen this orc that's just been wandering around. I mean, Berg's been into a lot of stuff and he's definitely popped up. Pretty distinct looking guy, so maybe there's a cult going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when or where they would have started that in terms of like something that you've done recently that would be big enough for like judgment, the arcana of judgment to take a look at you.
Well, and keep in mind that crowd was led by priests of judgment, but it was all just people who were like hadn't had a hand in busting stuff up, right? So like
people wanted to telling stuff, yeah.
Telling a group of orcs like, hey, we're going to go and wreck up the Temple of the Chariot. Then we're going to go knock over the police station. They'd probably be like, yeah, fuck that shit. We just killed our master and ate him, so we don't have anything to do all afternoon. So, that's the interesting thing about these kinds of things where, like, the priests are there to be like, we are here to issue judgment, but lots of people are just like, everything's fucked, so let's just like go and loot and blow stuff up and look at these guys got catapults, this is gonna be great.
Yeah that was definitely a sorry. Fun no you're good a fun little moment for sure that I think will come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess we can kind of talk about the rest of the prison. That shadow dragon guy was kind of an asshole, Adam.
yeah kind of was
about that.
It's true.
Yeah, it's me for 41s when he says hello. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, how's it going?
So okay, damage. So you want to know the even worse thing?
Was it half power or something?
I did reduce it. It's normally 16d6. I did a bunch of stuff to change that template of that monster just to make it so it wasn't like stupid like punch you in the face move. But
yeah,
if it had killed you, if it reduces you to zero damage, you die instantly. You don't get, like with the breath web, you don't get saves, and you just become a different, smaller shadow creature that then I could use to flip out and attack the rest of the party.
Oh my god.
That makes sense.
Wow.
So was the for people that potentially want to run that in their own games or just know in general, was that a shadow dragon? Or what was like the base,
let me take a look,
monster for that?
I mangled it a ton when I started using it.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was based off of too, because I know it was kind of fitted for our encounter.
It started as a young, so shadow dragon is a template you apply to other dragons. So you could start with like, if you want to really go whole hog, you could be like, cool, it's a great worm black dragon, and then I'm gonna put the shadow template on it. So this was a young red dragon with the shadow template applied to it, and then I moved around some of it. I gave it a couple of new immunities. I gave it some like weaknesses, so it was weak to radiant, and toned down all of its attack abilities, reduced its action economy, didn't give it any like lair actions or any of that stuff. So it was a weakened version. Obviously it couldn't fly. But I kept some of the stuff the same. So, like, the breath weapon was the same DC in range, but at just about half damage. It had two claw attacks instead of two claw and a bite. Otherwise, its stats and stuff were pretty similar. I reduced its armor class to 15, and I cut its hit points in half.
Yeah, because what does it have? Usually 178 or something like that?
180 hit points, AC of 18. But I figured, like, you didn't have your gear. Getting the gear was a big deal. Like, letting Berg actually do Berg's job to it was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Kali and Ramus kind of came in MVPs of that fight for sure.
So one thing I wanted to kind of talk about, because I know his chat was talking about this, like, because I'm not using, like, CR to judge the fairness of an encounter anymore, I'm also way more open to, like, alternate strategies. Like your idea, Berg, to like activate your arm is like, that was a cool one. There's like other ways you could do it too.
Yeah.
And had you rolled, yeah, that would have been really cool. I would have been like, yeah, great, your arm, like, something happens, and we can start that sort of quest chain for you.
Yeah.
And it probably at this point would become, like, a quest chain in that, like, there's, like, a careful way to activate it, right? Like, maybe you meet with the priests of Imix, and they're like, oh, it's a holy relic. Let us help you, like, learn. And you do the fucking Karate Kid, like, action Busting sequence where you learn, stuff, you know. Train. Yeah, you montage that shit.
They have me
heating up. Or you can just power it with rage.
They have me heating up, like, exactly, pots of water.
Exactly. Hold this pot. But also I like the idea of you just trying to, like, do it yourself, right? Just being like, oh, I'm going to be really angry, but there would be, like, a price there. Maybe it would start to, like, consume you. Maybe you, like, become fire. Maybe it burns you. Like, that's dangerous but faster. Or, like, there's lots of different ways. And I'm open in this, like, even in this encounter, I'm open to, like, creative solutions instead of just, like, I have to do the mechanically optimal thing. Because there are these Hail Mary, like, long bomb, maybe we can do it if I roll this thing if I'm being clever. Thing. Also, you could have just, like, bailed and jumped out the windows early. That would have been okay too.
And just left. Yeah,
and just been like, no, fuck this, because you're not getting any XP for fighting it. But at that point, you hadn't decided what you wanted to do with the building and, like, whether to bail or not.
Also, did we know at that point that there were windows right there that were, and we didn't know, like, the height and stuff? We did.
Yeah, I mentioned at the beginning that there were windows in a couple of the rooms.
We knew there were windows, but we didn't know the door. Yeah, we knew where the keys to the door was, but it was more fun.
The keys to the door, yeah, JP, you didn't get quite far enough into the room to get them, but they were there. And then, yeah, so it was just, there were a couple of things that were just like, uh-oh, we're cut off now. Obviously, like, great use of, like, blocking in. It was interesting because at the beginning, blocking everybody in with the spirits, the guardian spirits, was really good to keep them off of you. I was like, all right, I'm going to roleplay them as, like, trying to stay back until they feel more confident. But then also it meant that you were in the hallway when the big guy came out and got you. But that was mitigated pretty well, too. I didn't manage to hit more than two people with it at a time. So
yeah.
Dragging in a hallway is dangerous business.
My whole thing, like, Berg's whole thing, too, was just, like, we need our shit. Like, yeah. Berg's not gonna leave his goddamn, you know, toolless conduit there.
Remind me. Speaking of shit, remind me, Zeke. Next time you get a chance to long rest, remind me to talk to you about that knife.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. I have it in my dagger, the curved blade or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Maybe it'll whisper things to you. Right.
Man, it'll be fucking nice to have something that was at least a little enchanted. So, like, I'm not sitting there with my dick in my hand if the shit can't be hit by normal weapons.
You got, like, most... You got almost the most magic items of everybody. You got the magic ring.
It's true. I no longer have jumping. A magic item.
You got the glasses of magic. It's just you can't throw those at bad guys.
That's what I'm saying. How dare you, fiend?
I want to shine this beam of light through these glasses to burn it.
He wouldn't hit a man with glasses.
Yeah, you wouldn't physically hit him with glasses.
You wouldn't hit a man with glasses. You'd use a knife or something.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, given an arena setting, like, with no way out, I've got nothing I can do against those shadow guys. Like, I can whisper at them, like, once, and then I'm like, ee!
Yeah.
Tell bad jokes. Like, everybody else has, like, magical means of hitting things, and I do not. But hopefully the dagger will remedy that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice for sure. Yeah, I'm starting to see, at least in, like, the from a wizard's point of view, illusion is kind of, like, after last week, I'm kind of down on illusion right now. I'm not really feeling the idea of illusion as a wizard. I think it's more of, like, a high-level school in terms of being, of its usefulness, I guess.
Being able to turn, like, an illusion to reality,
right,
would be, like, really cool. But that's, like, super high level, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's 17 or something like that. Yeah. Because that would be fucking awesome to be like, yeah, there's a black dragon, and it's real. But that's not for a super, super, super long time. And so that's kind of starting to...
Retraining your school as, like, a downtime, like, between seasons thing. Like, if I was like, cool, this is the end of the, like, adventure and we finished this thing.
Yeah.
If we wanted to be like, cool, so, like, a year later or whatever, that could be a thing. You could be like, all right, I'm not an illusionist anymore. I'm going to go back and we're going to change it. And now I'm whatever, a different kind of wizard. That's totally doable if you have the access to the resources to do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think in terms of like RP factor, the illusion stuff makes more sense now than it did when the character was created. But combat wise, it's like, I don't know. I need to experiment with more of like more ideas for illusion stuff, because I can come up with the best idea in the world and it's like, well, he passed his fucking wisdom check and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that in D&D generally, right? Yeah, that like, yeah. I get to use this once a day. Blam, I use it on you. You take 10 damage. Well, that's cool. It sticks around. You made your save on the next turn. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, great. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, for sure. And I think next level two, I'll get a fourth level spell, and that'll probably be add some spice into it for sure. Mm-hmm. I really wish that banishment landed, by the way, on the dragon. That would have been
I know,
super fucking nice.
I know. I was thinking it would give us time to get our shit in a bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like. That's the perfect thing for us right now.
Just plus eight. That was a blob thing, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Force of will. I mean, there like this comes up in D&D all the time where like in my other game in Tomb of Annihilation, they were fighting some plants and they were like, all right, cool. This plant needs to make a wisdom save. And I'm like, all right, it gets a +3. And they're like, what? I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's a very wise fern. Like sometimes these things don't make a lot of sense. It's just how it is.
I think they have to do that in order so that like there's not like an insta-kill for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty neat being able to use this is the first time we've seen the Orcish Fury traits characteristics pop up, mm-hmm. and we use both of them.
Yeah.
We use the extra damage die and also the really like the I'm loving that whole idea of Berg, you know, normally going down like he comes right back. You piss him off and he comes back for a free shot.
Yeah, it's such a fun move, especially as like a finisher too, where like someone hits you and they're like, haha, I beat you, and you're like, nah, fuck you. And we just hit him. Take him out. I did really like the conclusion of that battle too, because Calimat was all like, get him, Berg, I'm gonna help out. Bleh, and the thing just goes and deflates. And you're like, I did it.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool for sure.
Yeah,
that's good.
If anything, I felt like that was a character defining moment almost. I've always perceived Calimat to be like not 100% sure of himself in combat, and that was like a moment of you know, killing a fucking shadow dragon, almost dragon. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. You're just kind of like, oh, well, anyways.
Once we get a chance to like breathe.
Yeah.
I'll write a song about it. I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. What were we gonna say, Dan?
I was saying I'm so glad that there's a second spellcaster with a heal now, because if you weren't a bard, I would just be probably dead right now.
Yeah, so would I.
No way to get me up.
Yeah, I failed that first save. I was sure sure going to roll a one the next round. So I think Kali was definitely an MVP in that regard, keeping us alive.
No, and don't you think you're going to get away without me using that as a little bit of leverage in our soon to be conversation.
Oh yeah, no, I was hoping that was one thing that came up a lot in chat. Everyone was like, man, Solly's acting like really differently, and I was like, it's because we can't fucking RP, and there's no way, like, I'm not just gonna like bust into why all this is happening while there's a dragon right there, so of course I'm gonna be acting this way in the middle of a fight. So I'm looking forward to the downtime. Yeah exactly. So I'm looking forward to the downtime. I think we're all looking forward to the downtime a little bit. Because like me and Berg still have to resolve stuff. Kalimat still has to resolve stuff. Like we had our words in the prison.
It's been a lot of craziness back to back to back where there's been kind of no real... I mean, we technically got rest, but we were in prison waiting for what the fuck was going to happen next. You know, so it's all been just kind of a lot of action happening back to back to back. There's been no real time for like RP and resolution.
Yeah, for sure. I said this in character, but I don't really, unless we go visit Hassan, like, I don't see a reason why the fuck we're staying here. Like, there's nothing keeping us in this fuck. The city doesn't exist anymore. It's just runes. I guess Ramus made the comment of
that's the thing, right? Is that the city is still like around. There's still lots of people that live there and are doing stuff and are like trying to fight, and like the Aharisa have been destroyed. They've kind of come apart, and the tower wants to destroy what needs to be destroyed, but it doesn't necessarily want to get rid of the whole city. They're being a little more strategic than that. But yeah, I would say that it's worth like another conversation with your buddy Hassan, and then decide, like, you may be like, nope, we're good. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
That's definitely, definitely a possibility.
Yeah. I also don't know where we would go.
We could try to find a town where their only problem is that there's some bandits that stole stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a bandit? We're really good at bandits. We're just
wandering adventurers.
We're
just
looking for bandits.
Your daughter, we'll rescue her.
Yeah. The Mara's not involved. There's no Mara where your daughter's not a member of some cult, right?
No, this is the
We don't military. Like them.
Yeah. Mara not allowed here.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. I honestly think the places we go next will probably occur next episode. Like, I think next episode we're gonna have like a lot of resolution across the board. If we get to the tower safely, we'll definitely have some resolution on that. Which will be fun going into PAX. We'll have some good questions there at the panel, I would hope, for that type of stuff.
I think either way, there's gonna be a lot of cool, interesting questions from people, because so much has happened, you know,
in
not a huge, long period of time. I mean, even just the live show, people would have questions, I would imagine, about just, you know, a lot for Adam. I think Adam's going to get a lot of questions, for sure.
Totally.
Naturally, just because, you know, he's the weave master of this tapestry we play on.
Yeah, we'll definitely split the time between... Like, I got to talk with Adam in terms of how we split the time with other people that are going to be there for that stuff, because it won't just be us, which will be nice, because we don't have to... It's not going to be a laborious process of like, all right, next question. We're not going to answer every single thing. So, that'll be cool. Yeah.
Let me know who those other people are. Just so that I can like make sure we're not over, because I think we can have like two more people they can fit on that stage.
Oh, we're probably going to have to rotate some people off. I would think. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we'll do like Court of Swords, and then all right, thanks for coming, and then you'll introduce the other people. That's how I at least envisioned it.
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds cool. I like it.
Yeah. Just the only thing that sucks is it's an hour long, so you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit of like pacing.
Yeah. Those panels always go super quick regardless of how long they are though.
I mean, we're used to talking and doing this for 4.5 hours.
Doing for an hour, you're just like, and that's whenever
I do a panel with people that are like nervous about it, I'm like, think about your stream. Like, you do this all the time. This is no different. Right. They're like, no, but I've never done a panel before. I'm like, you're gonna be fine. It's fine. Just talk.
Yeah. Anything else that happened in the episode you guys want to bring up? I'm trying to think if there's any other. Just a lot of fighting today. Which is not a bad thing. It's just that not too much to talk about. Except
sometimes
for
that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the fights. I don't think there was any big issues with rules or any lawyering or anything that occurred.
No, it's pretty.
Well, that one dude's gonna remain a mystery because he got squished in the tower.
Oh yeah. I like that. Yeah. It's so funny, and this happens all the time, especially with people who are just brand new or they're wandering in from Front Page or whatever, where I like mention this guy in the log to justify his equipment being there, and I was like, yeah, here's an interesting thing about him, and you could like look into that if you want. You can go meet him, and I've got an idea of what he could be like. Or you could just fuck off. But someone in chat was like, oh, Adam's he wants him to go see this guy so bad. He's just so obvious. Like, come on, Adam. Just let him do whatever they want. And I'm like, it sounds like you want to see this guy, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. It's cool with me. I drop so many little bits of like lore and hints and shit into the world that if I expected even a fifth of them to go anywhere, I would be turned down every day, all day, because most of the time I'm just like these at the end, I'm like, you see some orcs, and I know from my notes about some stuff that's happening that has nothing to do with the stuff that's going on here. I'm gonna hint about it to you. If you go after it, cool. If not, whatever, I'll just go back to my notes and be like, all right, whatever, this continues.
Right.
But it is always funny when people are just like, they try to guess what it is that I'm trying to like make you do. And I'm just like, I don't fucking care what they do.
Like
I will just chase them around with my story and be like, stuff's going on. Yeah.
Well, it's like a magic trick, sort of. Like, picture yourself in the center of a room and you're surrounded, everything else is dark, but on the floor, you see the starts of strings. Mm-hmm. And you grab a string and it seems to go on forever. But what you don't see is in the dark, the DM is sewing that fucking string for you as you go. He has all the little nubs ready to go, but if you turned on all the lights, that's all they would be little nubs.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's true.
I did picture that, but I pictured Adam going like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Sometimes, I bet.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes, for sure. Yeah. There's definitely episodes where we'll take a break, and everyone's like, all right, I'm going to go grab a drink. I'm going to go to the washroom or browse the internet. And I'm just like, fuck, I got shit to do. And I'm like throwing maps together and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, though.
I don't doubt it.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's were you... I kind of saw that today when you were describing the area to Zeke when we started walking around. Were you making the map for where we were describing?
So what I'll often do is this map, because Roll20 was doing some weird shit during the time I normally prep
they were,
for the
they
session.
Were messed up, like
two hours before. So I didn't have access to any of my maps or my tokens and stuff. So I had to do like a much like stripped down version of what I wanted to do for that adventure, which is like fine. It didn't make it that big of a deal, but there was more like dragging and adding and putting in stuff as we went, which is like fine. It's cool to do that too.
Yeah.
But normally I would have prepped it differently than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Roll20 mm-hmm. was like, they patched something. There's a bunch of stuff because I was talking to the developer making all the overlays for us, who watches each game each week to see if there's any like bug fixes or anything like that. He's like, yeah, something's really fucky with Roll20 right now. Mm-hmm. And he messaged them, and there was a point where our game dropped out for about 30 seconds that no one really noticed, I don't think, and it's because they were actually like rebooting the server that we were on for our game. But yeah, it fixed itself. So. Anyways, cool. Anything else? We good? All right. Well, next episode 69, you guys. So bring your bring your A game.
Best joke.
Yeah. Just we're just gonna have sex jokes for 4 hours. All right.
Well, we just found a new band.
Get them out of the way. We'll get them out of the way at the beginning, and then we'll move on, and then they'll be in the Q&A, and then we'll move
Let's
on.
Let's all to just and no one will rush to our local.
This fight would have been great because we had people in the front and the back of us at the same time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go to the local T-shirt shop. You know, the one that can just get a shirt and stuff made in one day. 69, right on their shirts.
Yeah. Happy hashtag episode 69. We'll make a whole event out of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, armrests. When I meant to say wristbands. Still RP in his burg. Good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. What armrests? All right.
We need to let Max go so we can recover his mental strength.
Armrest. We should put armrest on the merch for sure. On the merch store. That's what we'll sell.
I still want Muppet Ramus on the list. Like a Ramus.
I still want to dummy. Dan, if you're down, we'll do that wisdom shirt. We'll give you your wisdom shirt like Berg has his danger sense shirt.
Be good. I have 20 wisdom, that means I'm very wise.
Character sheet says it right there.
Yeah. It'll be good.
You know what I thought would be a bestseller?
What's that?
Like a mobile, like a children's mobile, which is Ramus's.
Yeah.
Like a tiny around in a circle.
Yeah. I would not let Ramus anywhere near my children.
Yeah, no, we're gonna
he specifically has a goal about getting rid of children.
We're gonna make one of those, and it's gonna be for me to give to Dodger and Strippin, and that's the only one that's ever gonna exist.
Dan record some VO for it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Some shrieking.
Put some batteries in there, just be Dan shrieking. Yeah, that'd be great.
Sleep, you piece of shit.
Yeah. All right, that's it, guys. We'll see you guys next week for more Court of Swords. Thanks, everyone, for your support here on Patreon. And we're out. Bye-bye.